Fat Blossom Farm in southwest Michigan grows certified organic food and flowers. The owners teach workshops on gardening, harvesting wild food, and as WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports, the fine art of building houses for fairies.
Fat Blossom is a family farm run by Jacob and Liz Quincy. Their property on 20th Street in Allegan includes agricultural land and over 20 acres of woodlot. On a late spring day, Liz Quincy walked the trails and talked about her workshops that teach children of all ages how to build fairy houses.
There's an author named Tracy Kane who wrote this children's book called Fairy Houses. And so she has actually extended the series in the past few years, but she does these kind of events where, you know, it's all about getting kids outdoors and connecting with nature and art. And so she has kind of encouraged other people to take her idea and run with it in whatever way.
What is a fairy house? Quincy explains it's a little structure made of wood containing small items you might find in a field or forest, like a patch of moss or a mushroom.
Use a lot of bark and sticks when building fairy houses.
Maybe little stones for
stones and seeds. I like to use seeds, and acorns are great. We use acorns for like little dishes for the fairies, and we put little seeds, little dried corn and things like that in there to feed the fairies.
When children attend a fairy house workshop, Quincy leads them outdoors to gather materials.
When you find like a cool rock or a cool feather or something, that's what really, like, you sometimes will like design your whole house around that one object that you find.
Right.
And I see kids do that too. It's
a
lot of fun.
Yeah,
because looking for the materials is a big part of the fun.
Quincy pre-gathers some of the supplies beforehand and lays them in drying racks in a shed on the farm.
Moss, a lot of sheet moss that we've found in the woods, peeled off of some fallen logs, and a lot of bark and twigs, and so they're spread out on this screen table so they get the airflow so that they will dry so we can use them.
Quincy says children soon learn that a fairy house left out in nature will attract visitors.
The kids build their houses and then they check on them daily, they will see that interaction with nature, and they'll find crickets in their house, or they'll see birds eating, you know, the seeds that they left for the fairies. And, you know, I think that that's really important. And I always tell them, oh, yeah, you know,
right,
your house was made so well, and you respected nature, and the animals chose to come visit your house, and that means you're doing a good job.
Liz Quincy and her husband Jacob are sometimes asked if they believe in fairies. Jacob has a ready answer about the meaning of magic in nature.
I've been farming, growing for many years now. I still, every time I put a seed in the ground and that plant pops out of the ground a week or two later, I'm amazed. I'm blown away. It boggles my mind how that works. And so I've always kind of, it's been something that connected to me, you know, sort of the magic of nature.
Part of my love for the farm is that, you know, I can bring people out and they can see what we're doing here, and they can see where their food comes from, and they can see the creatures and, you know, the woods, and, you know, experience all of that.
You'll find a link to Fat Blossom Farm at our website. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.